you had any mind of your own. This is one part of Christianity that many people just find almost impossible to accept, because their view of God is based on human intuition and human, and on what seems right to a man, like how it seems right, and on our perspective. Because we live life and everything seems to be based on our will. Whereas from God's perspective, he knows that everything is based on his will. And that's what the scriptures say. It's not according to him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. It is not according to our will, but according to his will. That's why we need not be afraid, because our names are written in heaven. So, well, what if I'm not one of God's elect? Well, I'll tell you what, you'll never gain anything by thinking you are not one of God's elect. Everything I read in the scripture tells us to have faith and belief. If you have faith and believe, that alone already is demonstrating that his blessings are on you. Because not all men have faith. It's a great gift to be able to believe in God. Many people just can't. They literally can't. You know, people argue with me and say otherwise, but that's what the scriptures say. I'm not talking about the wisdom of man. I'm talking about the wisdom that the scriptures teach. There's two kinds of people who study the Bible. They study the Bible to make the Bible conform to their ideas, or you can study the Bible to make yourself conform to the ideas that are in it. And that's the kind of student that I'm telling you, you need to be. We need to submit ourselves to his word and to his will. We submit ourselves to what he says. Not submit the Bible to what we think. But anyways. And all that dwell on the earth. So he's given power to make war with the saints, to overcome them. We've read this, chapter 11, 12, again. And power is given him over all kingdoms and tongues and nations. He's going to rule the world. The dragon through the beast through the dragon, whatever we want to look at it. They worship the dragon, they worship the beast, it's all kinds of worship going on. He's ruling over the world, he's making big promises, big blasphemies, and he's fighting the saints. Who's able to make war with him? We are able to make war with him. And they won't like it. But we war not after the manner of flesh, but after the spirit, after the power of God, as it is written in chapter 11, right? Very exciting. Verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. That's one of Christ's catchphrases. He uses that many times in the gospel. If any man have an ear, let him hear. It's usually an alert to some cryptic message or a parable. You know, if you have ears to hear, then hear. It's a calling forth, an alert that we should try to understand something. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. This is verse 10. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. It's funny, I used to have a very specific thought on that, but I totally draw a blank. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. What is going to happen to the saints? They're going to be made war with. They're going to go into captivity. It's and it makes me think back to the Babylonian captivity in Jeremiah. And he was saying, we will go into captivity to the king of Babylon. We are going, all the nations are going to serve him. We are going to go. You know, the king is going forth, the first seal. He's going to conquer, and there's going to be war and et cetera, but we're going to be under the system. A lot of people, you know, they get ready to fight against the New World Order and all that, and I don't think the New World Order is a good idea. I don't see why we need a planetary government. I remember this Michio Kaku, this scientist guy was talking about how, like, you know, a truly planetary civilization has a world government. Why? Wouldn't a truly enlightened society need no government at all? I mean, if we were all truly enlightened, would we have to? Why is having a central authoritarian government some sort of precursor. I mean, I'm talking about in the realm of men. I don't mind if God is the central authority. But the idea of putting men in some new powerful system of government that has rule over the entire world where you have no place to flee from them, I think that sounds like a bad idea. And you don't have to have nations making war with each other, but you can have a concord between nations. What's wrong with us? You know, why does it have to be a central authority? I just thought that the presumption that advanced civilizations would sort of go down that is the way it should be. Central power and authority. Maybe advanced civilizations are anarchy because they don't need rulers because they're so advanced. You know, I mean, this is just talk. But it kind of irks me because, look, I'm not for it. But I'm not afraid of it either. When it comes to the powers that are ordained in the scriptures, you know, the beast and all that, there's no need for ammunition, rocket launchers, and machine guns to resist that. Now the world, different story. There's a time to fight, and there's a time to make peace. There's a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. As Jesus said, there's a time. It's in the teachings of Jesus. One time he says, do not take a sword with you. And then later I says, remember when I told you not to take a sword? Well, now I'm changing that. I'm saying, sell your clothes and buy a sword if you don't have one. There's a time to take up the sword. And there's a time to lay the sword down. And that's in Christian doctrine. And while I would consider, you know, blessed are the peacemakers is a first priority. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And all the teachings of Christ, I mean, the sword taking up, I mean, in purely defensive sense. But aside from that stuff, I mean, what I'm talking about in the spirit and the battle and the day of the Lord, it's not necessary. We are going to be subject to that government, whether we like it or not. You can fight against it, but it will crush you.
Because what God has said will be, will be.
We fight against it according to the way God says, by his spirit, by the prophesying of the witnesses of the church, and by the powers that are given us in that time, not by the powers of man. And so the ones that take into captivity will ultimately go into captivity. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. What does he do? He lays hold on the dragon, and binds him, and casts him into the bottomless pit. And he sets a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. The dragon is going to be locked up. He is going to captivity. This is a temporary thing.